Okay. Good morning, everybody. Yesterday, we spent a lot of time discussing the Rambam's Pshat in the use of the word Tolim. In the Mishnah and Yud Aleph on the base, Machlek is Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda. So we pass like Reb Yehuda. Usually, when it's Machlek and Reb Yehuda, we pass like Reb Yehuda. And Reb Yehuda says, Olchem Kol Chamesh, the Tolim, Olchem Kol Arba. But tolim kol chamish, what do you mean tolim? So Rashi seems to learn tolim means it's also bachila muta bahanoa, that's called tolim. And the Rambam says, no, it goes on truma. Truma, that's chometz. If you have truma that happens to be chometz, so you're not allowed to eat it bishor chamishas, but you're not allowed to burn it because the chepetz is not yet also. And the Shor Shishis, the Cheps is also, then it's Oymed L'Sreifa. Like Truma Taluya. Truma Taluya means Truma L'Chumer. If it's Vaday Nitman, then you're allowed to burn it. Then it's a mitzvah to burn it. Then Kishem Shem Mitzvah L'Sreif Satrum Shenitmes. Kishem Shem Mitzvah L'Sreif Satrum Shenitmu. Kach Mitzvah L'Sreif Satrum Shenitmes. That's a Loshan HaGemara. Perek Bamer Madlikim. Tosis there has the two Shitas where the Kishem Kach when kochim and itmo, it's a mitzvah and a third to burn. But truma tamei is also a mitzvah and a third. It's only a mitzvah and a rabbanim. That's 2 days in Tosfos. But the Rambam learned tolim kol chamish goes on truma shel chametz that you're not allowed to eat it on the one hand, but you're not allowed to burn it on the other hand. So you have to wait till Shor Shishis. The Ayin Mishpat on Daf Yud Aleph on the base tells you where that Rambam is. Okay, so then we mentioned the Gemara has Machlokes Abai v'Rav. How did the Tanaim establish this din that the Yisrael and Yisrael begins Ben Atar et Chatzos and the Rabbanan an hour before Chatzos is treated as if it's already Chatzos. So that's why the Rambam says there would be Makas Mardus if he called the Tikkun Rabbanan came to write a Tikkun. They said that if you eat b'shor shishes, that's like erev chatzos mederabba. If you eat b'shor chamishes, that's not kein deraisa. That's a new gzeira. That's a new harchok gzeira mishum yom ha'meunan. But b'shor shishes, that's considered after chatzos mederabbanan. So then there would be real makas mardus medina. Okay. So the Gemara has a machloikes abai v'rav. How do we establish this din? That min haTorah the Yisrael Achila with the Yisrael Hanor begins at Chatzos, and the Gemara turns out toward the bottom of Ayin and Aleph that this Machlokes Abai v'Rava was already a Machlokes in the days of the Tanoim. Abai v'Rava were not aware of it. The Amoraim knew all the Mishnayos, but they didn't know all of the Brises. Everybody always comes up with a new Brisa. So by the time they quoted the Brises, so it comes out that this Machlokes Abai v'Rava is really a Machlokes HaTanoim. In the middle of the discussion, there's a little tesis on Hey Amid Aleph, Lamutei, Cholo Shal Moyed. The pasuk says, Ach Bayom Rishon Tashbisu, Bayom Ashvi, Bayom Ashmini, Shabbosin, Yom Rishon Shabbos, Yom Ashmini Shabbosin. So the Gemara says, it's Memayet Chalamoyed. What is it, Memayet Chalamoyed? From both dinim. From Shabbosin means this, and Malacha. Then it says, "Ach ben rishon ulakacht melachem b'yamarishim priyetz hader." And the tilas lulav, that in tilas lulav, all over the world, there's only a chiyav min haTorah on the first day of Sukkot. Lulav nital b'amigdosh kol shiva. In the base amigdosh, all 7 days, because the pasuk ends off, "Usmachtem lefnei Hashem alakech meshivas yamin." You should celebrate. So the Torah's Kohanim says in that pasuk, "Bameh the lulav." Wait a minute, is it in Vayikra? Lakacht malachem b'yom arishon, I forgot already. Is it in Vayikra? It's either in Vayikra or in Dvarim. Okay, it's a Vayikra apparently. So the Torah's Kohanim understands that smachtem malachem b'yom arishon, l'kech m'shivas means that b'amigdosh should take the lulav kol shiva. But Bamedina, outside of the Beis HaMikdash, the mitzvah and the Tilas Lulav is only on the first day, and Chalamoid is not mitzvah. And also the Yisr Malacha is only on the first day. There's no Yisr Malacha on Chalamoid. What does it mean, Malacha? The whole Yisr Malacha on Chalamoid was invented mid-Rabbanan. or no, maybe the Issa Melocha Chol HaMoed is Min HaTorah, but it's not the same level as Melocha on Yom Tov. Tosis writes, Atravayu Koyel, Muti Chol HaMoed An Heyam Na'alav. Tosis in Maschol Muti Chol HaMoed. So Tosis says, Atravayu Koyel, I don't have a Tosis Shantz. We have to look in the Tosis Rashba by the Rashman Shantz. That's the original Tosis and Apsochem are the Tosis Rashba. I think what Tosis means, Poshim Shadiz HaTravai Koi, it's Memai Kalamoid from the Tilos Lulav, Lulav Arinit Bam Tilo Yamechod, and it's Memai Kalamoid from Malocha as well, that the Issa Malocha is only on Yontif and it doesn't apply to Kalamoid. It's from Sholchanach, the Mechaber and the Ramah. Chaba writes a malachas chalamoid is only made the rabbanon, and the Ramah writes a malachas chalamoid the raisa. The Gemara in the Maseches Chagiga points out, based on the psukim, that the malachas chalamoid is not the same as yontif at all. And the Gemara says, how do we observe malacha here? It's in Chagiga daf yutes. Take a look in the Tosis on Avodah Zarah of Beis Omer Aleph, Dibra Hamaschal Tepik Le Mishum Lifnei Iver. The Gemara says that if you rent a farm to a Kusi, the Kusim were Jewish, Kusim Geri, I'm saying the Kusim were Jewish, Machlag Yisat Tanoim. We assume the Kusim historically were Jewish. And they only observe a lot of things in Torah about that they didn't observe. It's a farm to see in Eretz anywhere, even Chutzlo. So if you rent a farm to a Kusi, you know for sure that he's going to do Malach and Chalamoid. And so you're in violation of Lifnei Velasita Mirshot. So Tais is there, and Abed Zarech, Abed Zarech, Abed Zarech, has a Machloikas of Rishonim. What do you see from this Gemara? So they start off like this. The Rabbi Natam understood the Gemara in Chagiga, Daf Yutes, as saying, the Gemara says, what's the story with Malachas Chalamoid? Lo Mistara HaKosav El Alach HaChamim. So the Rabbi Natam understood that to mean that the Torah authorizes the rabbis to invent Dinim Derabbanan. Lo Mistara HaKosav El HaChamim, the Torah authorized the rabbis to invent Dinim Derabbanan. So they invented Malachas Chalamoid Midirabbanan. And nonetheless, the Gemara says that if you rent a farm to a Kusi, you are in violation of Lifnei Iver. So you see a chiddush in the Gemara. Lifnei Iver, the Mishal not only applies if you mislead someone into violating, or if you enable someone to violate an Aver Deraisa, even if you enable a person to violate an Issa Derabbanan, it's also a violation of Lifnei Iver. Other Balei HaTosis found that difficult to swallow. If Nivel is seeking Mishal and an Avera de Rabbanon, but on the level of the Raisa Tet de Gomer, why should it be Lifnei? So they said, from the fact that the Gemara says in Chadesim and Aleph and Avodah Zarah, that's the last piece of Gemara and the first Perek and Avodah Zarah, that's how the Perek ends. From the fact that the Gemara says that there's a din of Lifnei, it must be a Hechacha that Malachas Chalamoid is an Issa de Raisa. But the Gemara says, the whole establishment of Malachas Chalamoid L'Masar HaKosav El L'Chachamim. So that opinion of Tosafot holds, no, that's a concept deraisa. When you have a pasuk that writes a din, and it's vague, like Chukas HaKom is very unclear. What's included in Chukas HaKom, what's also? So the case of Mishnah has a lashon on the Ramam, in Hilchas Avodah Zarah. L'Masar HaKosav El L'Chachamim. The Torah left it up to the Chacham to determine what's included and what's not included. So the same here, Malachas Chalamoid is an Issa Deraisa, and the Tzarech HaYantef, or the Tzarech HaFuas HaGuf, or Malachas Hedyad versus Malachas Zuman, all the details don't say in the Chumash. So that's the concept Deraisa. Malachas Chalamoid in principle is an Issa Deraisa, but how to work out the details, that's Lama Sarakos of Adal HaChachamim. So that's a double machlekes of Rishonim. What do you see from this Gemara? The Rabbi Natam saw from the Gemara Chagiga Daf Yutes, Lama Sarakos of Adal HaChachamim, he understood the Gemara Kipshuto, that the prohibition of Malachas Chalamoid is only the Rabbanan. That's how the Mechaber Paschal is like the Rabbi Natam. and they're the Rabbanan. And the other Balei HaTosfos that the Ramah follow, the other Balei HaTosfos hold, no. That there's only Lifnei Iver and Aver Deraisa. And Aver Derabbanan, there is no Lifnei Iver. And it's a right that from this Gemara with the Zohar, the Malachas Chalamayit is an Issa Deraisa. In the Masarakos of El Chachamim is a concept on the level of Deraisa. The Chachamim were authorized to establish what the details of the vague halacha are, and once they establish it, that's considered a din deraisa. Yeah. What's the difference halacha lemaisa? Whether the malachas chalamayit is deraisa, the dinim are the same anyway. So Rabbi Kiveger on the first simon in Hilchas Chalamayit points out this machleks in Mechaber Amos lishitosim. What do you do when you have an ibaidalei of shita in the Gemara? Ateku. So if it's the klal is, if it's a take one and didn't deraisa, sofik deraisa l'chumra. A take one and didn't rabbanan, a sofik rabbanan l'kula. So if you have an ibayah de leif sheet and gemara regarding malachas chalmayit, it should really be a machlokes, it's a mechab and a ramah. Rabbi Kevigan points out it is. There's a din in malacha in hilchas chalmayit, that's an ibayah de leif sheet in the gemara and moit kotten. So the mechab writes lahakel and the ramah, writes lahachmer. Rabbi Kevigan writes on the chidushim on hilchas chalmayit and the rechaim. This is Lishitasam, that each one said the Shita that he should have said. They're consistent over here. It's interesting, there is a Gemara in Krisis, which seems to imply that Malachas Chalamoid is their ice. I didn't see that, I didn't look so far. I didn't see that the Rishonim quoted it. The Gemara in Krisis, Daf Tesam and Aleph, is working on the Pasuk and Aseres Adibris. It says, "Lasaska Malach Atuvin Chavitecha Avdecha Amascha Hemtecha VeGerach Hashem B'Sharecha." So the Gemara says, "Gerach Hashem B'Sharecha" cannot be referring to a Ger Tzedek. If he converted to become Jewish, he's included in Ata. Ata doesn't only apply to those who stood at Maimon HaSinai. Anyone in the future generations who's a bar mitzvah is considered Ata. So what is bincha bitecha? Bincha bitecha means that they're ktanim, Rashi quotes from the Mechilta. If they're gedolim, if they're bar mitzvah, they're all included in Ato. So bincha bitecha means ktanim. What do you mean ktanim? A kotn is not bar chiyuba. So how can you say the kotn is obligated to observe Shabbos? So what it means is it's referring to the din that appears in the Mishnah Maseches Shabbos, that if there's a fire in the house, the parents are not allowed to tell the child kabei. They're not allowed to, even though the child is before bar mitzvah. That's an aver deraisa, that the parents should encourage the child before bar mitzvah to do a malacha on Shabbos. What do you need that pasuk? Why isn't that a good kasha? What do you need that pasuk for? Why isn't this covered with the din of osa l'achila b'yadayim? That even though kot na'echel neveh, the same bez and mitzvah and l'hafrishai, but l'achila b'yadayim is osa. So what do you need this pasuk for? That's a good kasha. That's a good kasha. I think they said the name of Rab Chaim, that if it would have been the regular din, Rab Chaim Oizer talks about this kasha in the Tshuvas Achiyaza. So I think what they say in the yeshiva is the name Rab Chaim is, if it would have only been because of the universal din, even a cotton shalohi gil achinoch, let's say you have an infant, and it starts to eat real foods. So then you have to go to the store and buy kosher food. You can't buy non-kosher baby food. It's also lachila biyadayim. So if Shabbos would have been, you're not allowed to encourage the ketanim before bar mitzvah to be mechal Shabbos on behalf of the parents. If it would have been based on the general din, then one who would violate it would be considered as doing an aver. It wouldn't have a din of mechal Shabbos, but for us a din of ka'akum. It wouldn't be din of ka'akum. And now that it's a special pasuk in Aseres Adibris in connection with Shabbos, so now if the parent encourages the child. In Europe, a lot of communities didn't have an Erev, and their parents, the father, would give his talis zekel to his little child who was before bar mitzvah and encourage him to carry the talis to shul for the father. So Rab Chaim was very upset about that. So they say that once Rab Chaim was in Warsaw, and he came to shul on Shabbos, and he davened without a talis. So they asked him, how come without a talis? So he says there was an Erev. He didn't want to rely on the Erev. In Warsaw, when they originally made the Erev, in Warsaw, in the days of the Chiddush Erim, I don't think there was Shishim Ribo population there, so they relied on that. But by the time Rab Chaim lived in Warsaw, the last 2 years of his life, I think he lived in Warsaw, I think Rav Chaim died in 1980, so in the middle of the First World War, there really were Shishim Ribut people. By the Second World War, for sure, there were Shishim Ribut people. And the people still continued to carry in Warsaw. So Rav Chaim didn't want to rely on the Erev. So he says, yes, Rav Chaim, why don't you ask a child before Bar Mitzvah to carry for you? So he said, that's an Issa Derais, and that's the Mishkan Asankiv, has that Shuvah. He quotes this Rashi HaChumash. This a Shuvah is when you have to work on something. There's nothing to write a Shuvah about. Rashi HaChumash says, Bincha Bitecha Aktanim. The parent is not there, you know, there's nothing to write a Shuvah about. That's a Rashi HaChumash. Because if the Bincha Bitecha after Bar Mitzvah, then they're included in Atta. That's what Rashi quotes from the Mechilta on Parshas Sisra on Eseres HaDibros. So they ask Rav Chaim, how can it be that that's what the pasuk means? So what do you need that pasuk for? It's covered with the general din of asa l'achila biyadayim. So Rav Chaim said, no, now that there's a din in Aseres HaDibros, so the parent will encourage the child to do this, well, asa yayim b'magoy. So they asked him, so how did you make Kiddush last night? The wine was poured by people in the community. All the Hasidim also was full of Hasidim at that time. And before the Second World War, it was all Hasidish, Poland. So all the wine is treif. So he said that it only applies Machal Shabbos Befrahesi. There's such a meratzim. It's b'shege gomer. They think that it's a mitzvah. They think that it's mutter. So that's not called Machal Shabbos Befrahesi. But that was Rav Chaim's thought, that it's a Shabbos de Gedin. So that pasuk says, "Ger chalshe b'sherecha." So the Gemara in Krisis Daf Testament Alpha understands "Ger chalshe b'sherecha" refers to a ger toshav. Doesn't refer to a ger tzedek. A ger tzedek is included in Atta. So ger toshav is a nochri. He doesn't have to observe Shabbos. So how can the pasuk say "Ger chalshe b'sherecha" that the ger toshav has to observe Shabbos? A nochri is not permitted to observe Shabbos. So there are three different opinions in the Tanoim. So the increases the testament alms. So the first Tana says the Ger Toshav has to observe Shabbos. Why? Because Machal Shabbos Dina Kehobet Abed Azar. So when the Ger Toshav accepts upon himself to observe the Sheva Mitzvahs, he's Mekabel to observe Sheva Mitzvahs Ben Anayach. So the Achronim are bothered with the Kasha of Yosef Engel and Avinezer. I'm bothered with the kasha. What do you mean? He commits himself to observe the Sheva Mitzvah. I mean, if he doesn't commit, everybody is obligated to observe Sheva Mitzvah. So what's Shaykh a commitment? Commitment means you mishabed yourself to do something that you're not mechuyev to do. But you mishabed yourself to observe Sheva Mitzvah that you're mechuyev anyway. So that's what Rabbi Nezer explains. The commitment means you commit yourself to observe the Sheva Mitzvah ben enach in a more enhanced form than when you were a Nochri. A Nochri only, let's say, Abed Azar, not allowed to worship Abed Azar. Once he's Mekabal al Atzmo, to share the mitzvahs, including Abed Azar, he has to observe Abed Azar, the prohibition of Abed Azar, in one enhanced form, namely, he has to observe Shabbos. Because one is Machal Shabbos, Dina Kovid Abed Azar. Why? Because observing Shabbos means that the person is demonstrating, is testifying, is made by his Shabbos observance that he believes in the story of creation. One is Mechal Shabbos, as if he's publicizing that he doesn't believe in the story of creation. So that's related to Abed Azar. So the Ger Toshav is obligated to observe Shabbos because he committed himself to observe the Sheva Mitzvahs. He has to observe them in a more enhanced form. This is a tshuva in Avni Nezer and Hilchas Tefillin. They asked Avni Nezer, how come the Hasidim don't wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed? They rely on the Zohar, but it's a question of a din d'oraisa. And half of the Balei HaTosfos hold that you mukhiv 2 days in Tosfos, why do you mukhiv to wear tefillin? So the Taz writes that the proper practice should be, once you wear tefillin without a bracha. The Ramah writes that you say a bracha when you put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed, just you don't say the bracha out loud, because other people will have a question, is it right to answer amen? Maybe the bracha that you're saying is the bracha of Atala. Maybe Chol HaMoed, you're not mechuyev in tefillin. So the Taz Tanya is, what do you mean? If you're concerned that maybe it's a bracha of Atala, so don't say the bracha. How do you solve the problem? You say the bracha balachash, so the other person won't say amen levatola, a bracha of Atala. How do I say the bracha of Atala in the first place? So better is you shouldn't say the bracha. That's why I think most people who wear tefillin of Chol HaMoed wear tefillin without a bracha, because of that Taz. So they asked the Avnei Nezer, how come the Hasidim don't wear tefillin at all? They rely on the Zohar. So he says, no, it's not a Zohar. This is a Beferish Gemara, increases the Aftesim and Allah. So he says, the Gemara says that there are three opinions in the Tanaim. How do you deal with that pasuk? The Ger Toshav has to observe Shabbos. But Anochri Shushabbos Chayiv Misa, pasuk says in the end of Parshas Noach, after the Mabul, so it says, Yom V'Layla Lo Yishbosu, Anochri is not permitted to observe Shabbos, even to observe Shabbos on Sunday, also on Nisan, not only to observe Shabbos on Shabbos, even to observe Shabbos on a different day of the week is awesome. So how can you say that a Ger Toshav is Mechuyiv to observe Shabbos? So the first Tana says, Ger Toshav was obligated to observe Shabbos, but not like we observe Shabbos, that would be an Issa, like we observe Yom Tov. The next Tana disagrees, says no. The Pasuk says, Beini Beimene Yisrael Oisi Li'olam. The observance of Shabbos is an Ois of the Bechiras Yisrael. So Nochri Shushabbos is in violation of, he's barging in on the Ois. And the Zohar has a comment on that Pasuk, Beini Beimene Yisrael Oisi Li'olam. That Moshe Lamada Badoima, the maid in the royal palace, has the keys to all the rooms. So she has the key to the king's bedroom also. So when the king and the queen are in bed together having a good time, if the maid's going to open up the door and come in, she's going to be beheaded. The king is going to put her to death. So that's what it says. Nochri Shushabbos is Chayiv Misa. And Nochri, who barges in on the unique experience of the Jews observing Shabbos, Beni Beminei Israel, it's a nice. The Jewish people observe Shabbos is to indicate that there is a special relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Israel. The Nochri are not allowed to barge in, like the maid comes in. So that's why the first Tana is of the opinion the Nochri should observe Shabbos, the Ger Toshav should observe Shabbos like the Jews observe Yom Tov. The next Tana in the Brisa there increases, Daf Tesem and Av disagree, says no. Not only is Shabbos an ois, Yom Tov is also an ois. So the Ger Toshav is not only prohibited to observe Shabbos like we observe Shabbos, not allowed to observe Shabbos like we observe Yom Tov either. So what do you do with the Pasuk on Aseres Adibos? Ger Chashev Sharecha means the Ger Toshav has to observe Shabbos like we observe Chol HaMoed. And the third Tana is Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai disagrees, says no, Chol HaMoed is also an ois. And it says, Beini Beimini Sar Lo Yisei Di Olam. Not only is Shabbos a nice, not only is Yom Tov a nice, Chol HaMoed is also a nice, so the Ger Toshav will observe Shabbos like we observe Chol HaMoed. That'll also be a violation of, like the maid barging in when in the king's bedroom. So the Ger Toshav cannot observe Chol HaMoed. So what do you do with the Pasuk? The Brisa never tells you. What do you do, so what do you do with the Pasuk? The Ger Chashev B'Shavrecha. So the Gemara doesn't fill in the last Tana Shita. So the Tosfos in Yevamos, in the Mems, around Mem Chesa, so when the Gemara talks about all the dinim of Gerus, the Tosfos in Yevamos says, the Pasuk means that Amira leGer Toshav is an Issa deraisa. If a Jew requests of a Ger, just like Bincha Bitecha means, if the parents will encourage their child before Bar Mitzvah to do a Malacha for them, on Shabbos the parents will be in violation, the children before Bar Mitzvah are not obligated to observe Shabbos. But the parents are in violation of a Shabbos de Gedin if they encourage the child before Bar Mitzvah to do malacha for them. Who had the Nami over here? We have a din midrabbanan of Amir and Anochi Shavuos. We have a lot of kulas in Amir and Anochi on the assumption that it's only midrabbanan. Where did they get this idea from in the first place? That there's a prohibition of Amir and Anochi, it's midrabbanan. The answer is called the Tikkun Rabbanan came there. I said Tikkun, it's patterned after there's a din deraisa of Amir and Ger Toshav. You're not allowed to ask a Ger Toshav to do a malacha for you. That's how Tosfos reads Pshat. And the third Tana. So the Gemara says there, increases the Aftesim and Allah, Padlochik, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. It is like Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, he's the third Tana. Who the first two Tanaim are, the different girsas there in the Gemara. Whether it's Reb Akiva, Reb Yisag Lili, Reb Yishmal, different girsas, but it does make a difference because the Gemara says, Allochik, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, the din is like the third Tana. So what did the third Tana say? That if the Ger Toshav will observe Shabbos, like the Jews observe Chol HaMoed, that too will be an Issa Deraisa of Yom HaValayla Lo Yishbos. So you see from the Gemara two things. A simple pshat. You see from the Gemara, number one, Malachas Chol HaMoed is deraisa. But the Tanaim are discussing how do you interpret pshat in Aseres HaDibros. So So the second Tana was of the opinion that the Ger Toshev is obligated to observe Shabbos like we observe Chol HaMoed. So he's assuming that Malachas Chol HaMoed is an Issa Deraisa. That's number one. That's what it sounds like from that Gemara. Number two, that's what Davni Nezer says. The Gemara says, Halachik Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai is the author of the Zohar. So that's what it says in the Zohar, that you're not allowed to, you don't put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Why? Because you only put on tefillin on the weekdays to the exclusion of Yotzei Shabbos, Yamim Tovim She'ein Gufanos. Shabbos and Yom Tov is an oath, so you don't need the oath of the tefillin. So that's the whole debate that the Balei HaTesis had, whether Chol HaMoed is an oath or not. So that's what the Gemara came to the Maskana. Halachik Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai says in the Zohar, and that's what he said over here in the Brice also. He disagreed with the second Tana. Second Tana says the Ger Toshev has to observe Shabbos, is obligated to observe Shabbos like we observe Chol HaMoed. And the third Tana, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, says, no, you can't observe like we observe Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed is also an ice. Once Chol HaMoed is an ice, then it's part of tefillin. So that's what Rabbi Nezer says. How do the Hasidim not wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed? Based on the Zohar, but we're not sure what the Gemara says. He said, we know what the Gemara says. The Babli says, Halachik Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. The Chol HaMoed is considered an ice. So you see, from that Gemara, like the Rambam Lachar, that Malachas Chol HaMoed is the Raisa. So it's a tell. How come? I don't know. I don't think the Balei HaTesis, when they have this debate, when the Malachas Chol HaMoed is the Raisa, I don't remember that they quoted that Gemara increases on Daf Tes Amud Aleph. Yeah, this halacha that we said, Lemutei Chol HaMoed, to the exclusion of Chol HaMoed, that we might Chol HaMoed mitravayu, both we excluding Chol HaMoed, that Lulav only nital ba medina chutz lebeis hamikdash, only shake a lulav on the first day lekacht melachem b'yom harishon. The fact that we have lulav kol shiva is one of the nine takanas of Rabbi Yechem Mezakai. Rabbi Yechem Mezakai, the Gemara had a tradition. He died at the age of 120. The Gemara says that the first 40 years of his life till the age 40, he worked for a living and he made a fortune, and then he retired. And then he sat and he learned from the age of 40 till the age of 80. Then at the age of 80, he was the biggest Tana, so they appointed him as the chief rabbi at the age of 80. At the age of 80, they appointed him as the chief rabbi, and he lived to the age of 120, and he was the chief rabbi at the time of the Churban HaBayis. The Gemara says part of the 40 years that he was the chief rabbi, the Nasi, part of it was Man HaBayis, part of it was a death of the Churban. The Gemara is not sure how much of his life was his Man HaBayis and how much was after the Churban. But he and his Bezdin, when he was the Nasi, he was the Rosh HaSanhedrin, his Bezdin made nine takanas, and the Mishnayos and Rosh Hashanah and the Sukkah list of all the nine takanas. Several of those takanas had to do with the fact that the Beis HaMikdash was Chorev during his tenure as chief rabbi. So one of the nine takanas of Rabbi Yechem HaZakeh Beis Dina was that Lulav Nito Kol Shiva Zecher LaMikdash is going to be a long wait. From the time of the Churban Bayis Sheni in the year 70 till today is almost 2,000 years. It's 2020 now. Another 50 years, it'll already be 2,000 years. So it's a long, long wait. And the Rabbi Mezakeh and his Bezdin Institute of Lulav should be shaken all over the world, called Shiva Midirabbanan. And the first day of Yom Tov, it's a Din D'oraisa. This year, the first day of Yom Tov is Shabbos, so we won't shake a Lulav. Because Shabbos is, we're concerned about Shabbos. That's more important than the whole Netilas Lulav. But if that the rest of the days of Sukkot, Mishaykh Lulav and the Rabbanan, to make a Zecher LaMikdash, we shouldn't forget that such a mitzvah existed. So the din is Lulav Nito Kol Shiva in the Mikdash, Lulav Nito Kol Shiva by Mikdash, that's a din there, I said, based on the Pasuk. How does one fulfill smachtem by the Tilas Lulav? So that's Rabbi Yankov Ettlinger was a rabbi in Germany at the beginning of the Reform movement. He's the one who gave smicha to Rabbi Samson Raphael Hirsch, who became very prominent later on. Also to Rabbi Nathan Adler, who was the chief rabbi of the British Commonwealth for quite a while. It was, I think, the same time as Rabbi Hirsch. I think they're about the same time. So Rabbi Yankov Ettlinger, the first sefer that he put out is called Bikurei Yaakov, and it has all the dinim of Sukkos. It's a commentary on on Shulchan Aruch Hilchas Sukkah, as Hilchas Sukkah, Hilchas Dalad Minim, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Bikur Yankov on every other page. It's called Bikur Yankov. That was the first sefer that he put out. Then he put out the Sifrei Orach Laner, commentaries on different Masechtos. So the Bikur Yankov has this famous comment that the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayos on Sukkah quotes from Talmud Yerushalmi. In the Mishnah, Torah, the Rambam does not quote this, but in the Pirush HaMishnayos, he quotes a Yerushalmi, Lululot Nikol Bamigdosh Kol Shiva, the Din Deraisa, doesn't only apply to the Migdosh, it applies to the whole city Yerushalayim. The whole Yer Atika has the status of Migdosh. And the Gemara never says it anywhere, and the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah does not say it, but in the Pirush HaMishnayos, he quotes them. So that's what, and then some Rishonim are of the opinion, Tesis, in the beginning of Lulav HaGozel, is of the opinion that whenever Lulav is the Raisa, Lulav Nita Bamigdosh, Kol Shibi Nit Shalachem, Bismanazah, you don't need Shalachem for the last 5 days of Sukkot, because it's only Midrabbanan. But whenever Lulav is the Raisa, then you will need Shalachem. The Ramban disagrees with Tesis. There's a long Melchamis on the bottom of the riff. Ramban is of the opinion that it's not the mitzvah of lulav kol shiva. It's a mitzvah of lokachtem is on the first day of Sukkot, the first 2 days of Sukkot, and the remaining days of Sukkot is a mitzvah usmachtem. So even if it's deraisa in the Migdosh, but you don't need shalachem, just it's a mitzvah of lokachtem need shalachem, lokachtem lachem is shalachem. You need hadar, because hadar is in the chefze, creates hadar. So if the esrog is not hadar, or the lulav of the hadasim is not hadar, then it's the wrong chefze. But shalachem is not a din in the chefze. Shalachem is a din in being yotzei the mitzvah. So that's only a tanai in the mitzvah of kachtem. It's not a tanai in the mitzvah of smachtem. So that's a machlokes, the Ramban in the Tosfos. So the Bikur Yankov has this chiddush. If a person is in the Ir Hatika on the remaining days of Sukkot, even though he already davened Shachris in Beit Vegan, and he goes to visit the Kosel HaMaravi on Chol HaMoed Sukkot, I swear that he's mechuyev to shake a lulav again. Because the first time he shook the lulav by davening in the morning, it was only became a mitzvah derabbanan, because chutz l'ir atika, lulav is only midirabbanan kol shiva zechel amigdash. But once you come to the Ir Atika, he says, if you put together the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayos, he quoted this Yerushalmi, Lulam Nitol Bamigdosh Kol Shiva refers to the Holy Ratika. And you put it together with the Rambam and Hilchas Beis Abchira. Hilchas Beis Abchira, that the Rambam paskins that the Kedushas HaMigdosh is Kitcha Losi Lavai. So then it comes out that there should be a din deraisa, that you have to shake the lulav kol shiva menatayra in the Ir Atika, and you need shalachem, and you would need shalachem. So that's why when people visit the Ir Atika on Chol HaMoed Sukkot, there'll always be somebody, a good Samaritan there, who'll ask you, do you want a matana menas lahachse to shake the lulav? What do you need a matana menas lahachse for? What do you need a matana menas lahachse for? You already shook the lulav in the morning. In the last days of Sukkot, you don't need shalachem. So this is all based on this Bikur Yankov, that he raised this possibility, that if you put together the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayos, who quoted the Yerushalmi, lulav nito kol shiva b'migdosh, is not restricted only to the base. Migdosh applies to the whole Ir Atika. It's called migdosh. And the Tesu sheet that you need shalachem. Whenever lulav is deraisa, you need shalachem against the Ramban. And the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah in Hilchas Beis Abchira, where the Rambam paskins, Lushas HaMigdosh is Kitcha Losi Lavai. So if you put together all of these three sheets, it comes out that even though you're already davening Shachris and Beit Vegana in Tel Aviv, and you drove over to the Kosel HaMaravi on Chol HaMoed in the afternoon, on it, because it's very questionable. Each one of these is very questionable. The Iker thing is questionable. The Rambam in the Mishnah Torah does not quote this Yerushalmi, that Lulav Nitol Bamigdosh applies to the whole Ir Atika. And the Raivi disagrees with the Rambam about Kitcha Losi Lov, and the Ramban disagrees with Tosfos, that even though Lulav is the Raisa, he calls Shiva Migdash, but he holds that you don't need Shalachem. It's a different mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah of a lakachtem, it's a mitzvah of a smachtem. But since there is such a possibility, so that's why a lot of people will go out of their way to shake a lulav. Remember, Rabbi Gerelik told us that when they were learning by Rabbi Elbel the Soloveitchik, so he said, over this Bikur Yankiv, he put together all the three chidushim, he come up with a chidush that everyone should shake a lulav. So he said, someone asked the question, does this apply even on the first day of Yantiv? The person already davened in Bayit V'gan, and he walks over to the Kosal Maromi on the first day. When it says, Shivas Yomim means the remainder, in addition to the first day that everybody in the whole wide world shakes a lulav. Usmachtem Shivas Yomim means the remaining days of the Shivas Yomim, or it even goes on the first day. So the Yestra Velvela Dishaila, what if a person walks from Bayit V'gan to the Kosal Maram in the first day of Sukkot? Would you also have to be Machmer? How do you translate the Smachtim Shivas Yom, the remaining days of the Shivas Yomim, or all 7 days, even including the first day? There's an additional mitzvah to Sheik Alula by the Yerah Atika. Rabbele thought for a while, and he said, it's a good Shaila. It's a good Shaila, it doesn't know. If you look in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rav Sadia Goyen, that was put out by Baal Abbas, a shopkeeper in Europe who made Aliyah. He moved there to so later, I think, way before HaKamas HaMedina, Rabbi Ruchem Perlok. So he claims that this point is a Machlekes HaRishonim. And how do you translate Usmachtem Shivas Yomim? Usmachtem the remainder of the 7 days? Or Usmachtem even goes on the first day? So Rabbi Gerelik said, at that time, it was the furthest thing in your imagination that there's going to be a Hakamas HaMedina. When he was learning by the Brisker Rav in Europe, that was the wildest idea in the world. And they were talking about such a possibility, which became realized a couple of years later. After 1948, there was Hakamas HaMedina, and then after Mohammed Sheshet Hayamim, the Jews took over the Eratika, so it became Halacha Lamaisa. Said, look at history, look what happened. Okay, so this is the Gemara here.
Rabbi.
Yes.
Would you make a bracha if you walk into the Yerat Tikkah?
Okay, sure.
Would you make a bracha? On lulav.
Make a bracha for what?
On lulav.
No, because each one of the three points is highly debated. The first point that the mitzvah applies to the Holy Ratika, the Rambam himself in the Mishnah Torah does not quote the Yerushalmi. He only quotes it in the Pirush HaMishnayos. Apparently he backed out. When he wrote the Mishnah Torah later, he backed out. And the second point, when he needs Shalachem, is a debate between Tosfos and the Ramban. Tosfos holds whenever lulav is deraisa, even called Shiva Migdash, he needs Shalachem. The Ramban explicitly disagrees there in the Mochamis. And then the third point also, where the Kitchalosi Lavoi. So the Bikur Yankiv says it's all based on the Tziruf of the Rambam in Beis Abchira, who says that the Kitchelos Elovah, the Kedushas HaMikdosh, and Kedushas Yerushalayim is still there now. And the Rav disagrees. He thinks that the Kedushas HaMikdosh is Batla. There's no Kedusha. So you wouldn't say a bracha, that's for sure, because each point is debated. It's at least the Sophic bracha is Lahaka. Rabbala, they say, Rabbala did not recommend that people should go out of their way to go to the Kosel Ma'arabi in order to fulfill this sex of a mitzvah. He said, if you're there, okay. So you gotta take a lulav from someone else and shake lulav a second time, even though you already shook lulav in the first in the morning. But they didn't recommend that people should go out of their way. It was really too far fetched. Then on the bottom of the Hey Omen Aleph, the Gemara quotes Rava, and the Gemara quotes the Tanaim. Say like Rava, that we learn from the pasuk Vasishchat al chametz dam zivchi. You're not allowed to shech the carbon pesach v'adayin chametz kaim. That's really Mishnayos later. The Mishnayos talk about that din. Hashechet tesach pesach al chametz. That's on Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. The Mishnayos and the Gemara has a whole discussion. When is a person a violation of this din Vasishchat al chametz dam zivchi? If one of the Bnei Chabur, let's say he shecht his korban Pesach, there were three Pesach Nishchat b'sholosh kitos. That's how it says in Talmud Nishchat, at the end of Talmud. Where is it? I think it's the end of Talmud Nishchat. they would divide everyone into three different groups. And so let's say someone is in the last group. All the other karbanos had to be but in between Tamas Shashach and Tamas Shabbein Abayim. The one exception to the rule, once a year, where the mitzvah was to bring dafke after the Tamas Shabbein Abayim, is Pesach. The Korban Pesach has to be dafke brought after the Tamas Shabbein Abayim. It's not subject to that regulation that everything should be sandwiched in between the Tamas Shashach in the morning and the Tamas Shabbein Abayim in the evening. Yeah. Pesach Sheni is a subject in Rishon. When did they bring Pesach Sheni? Before the Tam Shabbat Abayim or after the Tam Shabbat Abayim? It never says explicitly. But the Pesach Rishon is Beferish. It was brought after the Tam Shabbat Abayim. So let's say a person brings the Pesach after the Tam Shabbat Abayim late in the afternoon, and he, one of the members of the Chabura, has Chometz in his possession. So then he gets Malkus because of this love. If someone has Chometz. So Rabbah learns that from the Pasuk, since this man, the earliest man, Ba'akrobah's Korban Pesach is Chatzos. So the second half of the day is understood that you're not allowed to have Chometz in your position. That's how we established that when it says, it means an Erev Pesach in the afternoon, because we see from the Pasuk of L'Sish Chalacham is Dam Zivchi that when you shech the Korban Pesach in the earliest time to shech this Chatzos, you're not supposed to have Chometz in your possession. So Rabbi Akiva has a comment here on the first wide line on the Afayim and Alfa. Rabbi Akiva, I have a Yafusa, how I know that Ach B'Yom Rishon refers to Erev Pesach. Why? Because number one, he seems to hold like the Tana Raduda Ainir Chomes Ela B'Sreifa. That's a Machlokes Satanaim in the Mishnah, beginning of the second pair. I think it's Chafala from Meralaf, yeah. Raduda holds Ainir Chomes Ela B'Sreifa, and the Chacham hold Hash B'Sasa B'Chol Dabar. Most of the Rishonim pass on like the Chachamim Hash B'Sasa B'Chol Dabar, but there is a minority opinion in Taisus that the din should be like Raduda. That's why the common practice is that we burn the Chomets. To satisfy that minority opinion that Allah is like Rabbi Yudah, that Ain't Be'echam is Al-Bisrei. So Rabbi Kiva has to hold like Rabbi Yudah. He says, and how can the Pasuk say that you burn the Chometz on Yontif, the Yom Rishon, you burn the Chometz on Yontif? It's a Malachi, you're not allowed to burn it on Yontif. Matzina Lahavar Shihiyah Malacha. So it must be that the word Dach B'Yom Rishon refers to Erev Pesach, right? Because it cannot be on Yontif. Why can it not be on Yontif? We paskan la aloche, there's a machlokes in the first perek and beitza between the Bishana and Bishilo. When the Torah says, Acher she'achol chol nebishu levada yosel lachem, that you're permitted to do malach on Yontif, and tzorach ha'achol nefesh. So Bishama yorab the opinion, only ha'achol nefesh, and shart tzorach ha'yom tzas, there's no het. And we paskan like Bishilo. Any, you have to judge each and every malach individually, the 39 different malachas. Any particular malacha, mitoch shuhush with the tzarech ha'achal nefesh, utunami, let's shalot the tzarech ha'achal nefesh, as long as it's tzarech ha'yang k'tzas. So, havare is sometimes muta the tzarech ha'achal nefesh. If you want to cook food, so you're permitted to strike a match to din, then you're not allowed to be moile reish mechorish. That most poskim assume. That only an Issa derabbanan. That's not an Issa deraisa. The Taz writes that the Mole Resh Mechodesh, he understood based on the Rambam that it's an Issa deraisa, and the Taz's opinion has been rejected. We don't hold like that. We assume that the Mole Resh Mechodesh and Issa derabbanan. Let's say if I ask a Nochri to turn on to be Mole Resh Mechodesh for me on Yantra, that'll be a Shvuz de Shvuz. I mean, even the Nochri is only derabbanan. Mole Resh Mechodesh is only derabbanan. So Shvuz de Shvuz is Zasser. But it's muta b'maka mitzvah. If there is a maka mitzvah, then we allow a shvuz de shvuz. Shvuz de shvuz, amir l'nochri an adim de rabbanon. Shvuz de shvuz. Rabbi Kiveger and several other achrayim, I think we spoke about it recently. Rabbi Kiveger and others point out, shvuz de shvuz, not the same as gzera l'gzera. Gzera l'gzera, the chum have no right to make a gzera l'gzera. And the Prit Magadim points out that if the Bezdin will go ahead and make a gzera l'gzera, the Bezdin will probably be in violation of Baal Tosef, because the Torah only permits, authorizes the Bezdin to make gzeras, u'shmartam es mishmarti, u'lo mishmeres le mishmeres. they were encouraged, the Besen was authorized and encouraged to make a gzera for a din deraisa, but to make a gzera otto a din derabanan, lom mishmaris, lom mishmaris, they were never authorized, never authorized, so it'll be a violation of Baltasif. So there's a din that Besen can't make a gzera like gzera. So how come Amira and Nochi is prohibited on a din derabanan? Why isn't that a gzera like gzera? So the Rabbi Kevege has a tshuva, the Mishnah Berurah quotes it. Rabbi Kevege writes in the tshuva, and the Nesibis also writes in one of his tshuvas, and the Svasemis writes this, and others write it as well. Gzera l'gzera means if what motivated the Bezin to make the second gzera was that they are concerned someone is going to, if you leave things the way they are, someone's going to violate the Yisad Rabban. But if they make two separate gzeras Rabbanon, they make one din Rabbanon, not allowed to be mother esh mechadosh. Then they made another din Rabbanon of Amir al-Nachri. So, and here it happened to combine together. So the Amir al-Nachri is made because of other cases. Because if you allow Amir al-Nachri, next thing you know, the person will do the malach himself. So here it happens to be mikre, the two happen to combine. That's a shvuz de shvuz. That's not a gzera le gzera. Gzera le gzera is only if the second gzera was instituted. The whole motivation to institute the second gzera was that we are concerned that people will violate the din de rabban. But if the motivation was to prevent people from violating hamalacha deraisa on Shabbos and Yom Tov, then it's not a gzera le gzera. And I call it a trei de rabban. So a trei de rabban is a lower level than a chan de rabban. Take, for example, we're going to say soon, coming up in the next daf, that if you're Mekadosh and Isha, our practice is we do Kiddush and Kesef, but we don't, there are three bays that make the first Mishnah in Kiddush and Sefer Isha Niknes, you can make Kiddush and either Kesef or Shtar or Bia. So Bia the Chacham prohibited, so you're not allowed to be Mekadosh but Bia. The Gemara says, Rav will give Makas Mardis, Rav Mangid, Rav would give Makas Mardis, I'm not Mekadosh but Bia. The Gemara says, it's because it's a chutzpah. Why is it Mutam in Atar is a good question. But the Rabbanan is not saying, not allowed to be Mekadosh B'Bia. So you're left with either Kedusha Kesef or Kedusha Shtar. So the Rambam says the meaning is that we do Kedusha Kesef, we don't do Kedusha Shtar. And from the Rambam, it sounds like that the reason why is because Kedusha Kesef was disputed. The Karaites didn't believe in Kedusha Kesef. We spoke several times that there were Karaim from Europe, from Asia, from Africa. Each group had different practices. One of the things that all three had in common was that none of them had Kedusha Kesef, because Kedusha Kesef was only known through the Gzera Shav of Kicha Kicha Mistei Ephraim. And the Karaites didn't accept anything from the Torah about that. So the Rambam sounds like he said, Mashenik Ken Kedusha Shar, that's Makash Havayeli Yitzia. That's in the same pasuk. It says the first husband divorces his wife, she gets married to the second husband. So Yitzia means V'yotam Mibes of B'halcha B'haisa L'shacher. Yitzia means that she got divorced from the first husband. B'halcha B'haisa L'shacher, the Havaya means that she got married to the second husband. So the fact that the two I mentioned in the Pasuk, one next to the other, that's called a Hekish. Two dinim in the same Pasuk is called the Hekish. Makish Havayli Yitzia. So just like when you get divorced, there's only one way to get divorced, by the Kenyan Shtar. So to be Mekadosh and Isha, this is how you know that Kiddush Shtar exists. So a hekesh is considered like the Rambam holds. A hekesh is considered like Torah Shebichsav. So apparently the Karoim would believe the Kedusha Shtar, but Kedusha Kesef they didn't believe it. So the Rambam sounds like he says, since Kedusha Kesef is only known through Torah Shebichsav, and the Karoim don't believe in it, that's why we go out of our way, bedafke, to use Kedusha Kesef to demonstrate that we do subscribe to the Torah Shebichsav. We do believe in a Kiddush Kesef. Yeah, so our practice is that when the Mekadosh B'Tabas, there are more quotes that from the Tikkuni Zohar. We Mekadosh B'Shove Kesef. We don't even use Kesef. We use Shove Kesef. So the Mishnah at the end of the second parak in Kiddushin has a whole list of all of these Sirei Hanoah. So it says if a man is Mekadosh and Isha with Shoveh Kesef, that's also Ba'anoah, so she's Einim Kodeshes. Einim Kodeshes. So what if he's Mekadosh with the Yisrei Hanoah de Rabbanan? There are a lot of Yisrei Hanoah that are only made the Rabbanan. So also the din is Einim Kodeshes. So there's an opinion in Shulchan Aruch that it depends whether it's a Chad de Rabbanan or a Trey de Rabbanan. What if it's only chametz nukshe, which many hold is only the Rabbanan? We spoke a little bit about that on the first Tosis and the Nesichta. So there are two different kinds of chametz nukshe. So sometimes chametz nukshe is only the Rabbanan, and sometimes it's a machlekes Amei Reb Yudah. If it's Seor, if the beginning of the chametz process took place, but you baked it before it had a chance to complete, so that's a machlekes Amei Reb Yudah, whether that's a reis or the Rabbanan. But if you have chametz nukshe, from the moment that it became chametz, it wasn't roi l'achila. It was never roi l'achila sodom. It was from the beginning, it was only roi l'achila sakelev. So that's a different kind of chametz nukshe. So that I think all the Tanaim agree that that's only chametz nukshe the Rabban. So that's what the Balaam, that's what the Magen Avraham writes la halacha. We pass in there's a machlekes Reb Yudah and Reb Shimon, but the chametz over all of Pesach is in Nisa. The rice and Nisa the Rabban. Reb Yudah holds on Chav Chesam and Beis at Losek Kroy Ksibit. There are three psukim that say you're not allowed to eat chametz. One goes on chametz terch mana, chametz b'pesach, and one goes chametz sh'ov olav ha-pesach, one goes on chametz b'er pesach efter chatzos. And the pashtus is that we don't pass like Reb Yudah, we pass like Reb Shimon, because we pass chametz sh'ov olav ha-pesach is only a penalty mid the Rabbanan. It's only chametz sh'aliso sh'ov olav ha-pesach, chametz sh'al nochri sh'ov olav ha-pesach, we pass like this Tam Mishnah, that's like Reb Shimon, that there's no isa deraisa there. It's only chametz shel Pesach is a penalty mid the Rabbanan, so only if it was owned by a Jew. Chametz aner Pesach, that's an issue. So the Rambam Paskin splits the psak. We spoke about the Rambam Paskins. He said, chametz shel over all of our Pesach, he passed like a Shimon. It's only the Rabbanan. Inspector chametz ber Pesach after Chatzos, he paskins for some strange reason, like Reb Yudah, that's an issue. They raise it with a lav. The other issue, the Ravid and the Ramban all disagree with the Rambam. Where did he find the Tana who holds half like Reb Yudah, half like Reb Shimon? Once he passed like Reb Shimon regarding Chamisha over all of our Pesach, that's only the Rabban of the penalty, then you pass him like Reb Shimon on Erev Pesach also, so it should only be an Isar essay of Tashbisu. The Isar Achila, the Isar Anosh, should only be an Isar essay. It shouldn't be any Malkus. So it's a Pelet Dike Rambam. The Rambam says that if you eat on Erev Pesach, he get Malkus. He passes like a Yud on Erev Pesach and like a Shimon regarding Chamisha over all of HaPesach. So let's say a person is Mekadosh and Isha, but we started to say, the Magen Avraham says, La Halacha, that we pass in Chamisha over all of HaPesach is only a penalty near the Rabbanan. So it only applies if you're really violated by your word there, I said. But if you have the Chametz Nukshe in your possession, that Chametz Nukshe that's only the Rabbanan, namely, it was never Roy Lachidus Adam in the first place. From the time that it came Chametz, it was always not Roy Lachidus Adam. It was only Roy Lachidus Hakav. So that's only Chametz Nukshe, the Rabbanan. That's only the Rabbanan. So then the Magen Avraham says there's no penalty of Chametz Avol HaPesach Klal. The penalty was only introduced when you violate by your word there. If you only violate by the Rabbanan, there's no penalty. So there is one in Shulchan Aruch. There are different opinions. In Hilchas Kiddushin, if a man is Megadosh and Isha with the Sarei HaNoah, the Mishnah says in the end of the second parak in Kiddushin, Einim Mekodeshes. What if he's Megadosh and Isha with the Sarei HaNoah, the Rabbanan? So some Mishnahim say it depends if it's a Chad the Rabbanan or a Trei the Rabbanan. If it's a Trei the Rabbanan, it's a weaker Iser, then she is Mekodeshes. If it's a Chad the Rabbanan, then she would be Einim Mekodeshes. Take for example, it's Chametz Nukshe, that's not Relachi L'Sodom, Bishor Shishis, the whole Isra I know is only with the Rabbanan. The whole thing is Chametz Nukshe in the first place, which is only the Rabbanan. That Chametz Nukshe that was never Roy Lachilus Adam from the time that it became Chametz. So that's only Chametz Nukshe also with the Rabbanan. So that's a trade the Rabbanan. So trade the Rabbanan is a lower level than a Chad the Rabbanan. I'll take, for example, let's say you have a table. So you have to have different fields in Eretz Yisrael have different bushels of tevel, all the same min. You can't be mafish tuma mimin al shein emina. Have bananas and I have wheat, so you can't be mafish on bananas and wheat. The wheat on bananas, you have to be mafish mimin al min on the same min. Let's say I have many bushels of grain, all everything is tevel, but some of them are menatoris, some of them are medrabon. So you can't be mafish menachiv al apat and menapat ralachiv. Has been menachiv alachiv, and let's say they're all chayiv medrabonon. But one is a Chad Rabban and one is a Trei Rabban. So you can't be mafresh from a Trei Rabban and a Chad Rabban. it's considered minapat alachiv. It's a lower level chiyuv. So that's why, sure enough, there's such an opinion that if you mekadosh anisha b'shua shishis, but chametz uksha, it's a jade rabbanon. So there is an opinion in the mechaber from the rishonim that she will be mekudeshes if you mekadosh anisha b'sheishos alamayla b'shua shishis ein mekudeshes. That's if it's real chametz deraisa. But if it's only chametz derabbanon, it's chametz derabbanon and shows derabbanon only shua shishis. So then there's one opinion in the Mechaber that she will be Mekudeshes. So a Trei Rabbanan is a lower level Iser than a Chad Rabbanan. So that's what we say whenever you have a Shvuz de Shvuz, B'makam Mitzvah, B'makam Hefzid Merubah, B'makam Torah Gadol, B'makam Chayla. So then we make on a Shvuz de Shvuz. So we hold the halacha that the Madlikesh, Madlikesh Mechosh, if you turn on the light or you strike a match, that's only the Rabban. We don't accept that Taz. Taz came up with a whole wild Chiddush. That the Moderesh Mecharish is an Issa Deraisa based on his reading of the Rambam. So all of the posts have rejected that house. We don't accept that. So let's get back again. So Rabbi Akiva over here at the bottom of him and out the first white line. Rabbi Akiva says, I know on my own that Achbe Yamarish and Tashbisa must refer to Erev Pesach. Can't refer to Pesach because it's impossible. Havara is an Ab Malacha. Enem Biachon Etzalba Bisreifa. And he doesn't believe in the din of mitoich. That's a machlekes b'shama and b'sila. B'shama I say eichal nefesh only muta eichal nefesh. He permitted to do the malach and yantiv tzarich eichal nefesh. Well, let's say I want to carry a lulav to shul where there's no erev. So you order on the nisa. I want to carry a lulav to shul in order to shake the lulav to do nanuim in the middle. I want to carry a machse to shul on yantiv in order to say the piyut. In order to daven the Shemon Esrei, that I can daven from a regular sitter. Regular sitter has the Shemon Esrei, but they're going to sell out of piyutim. So the regular sitter doesn't have piyutim. So I'm going to carry a machzer in order to say piyutim. So that's taka question. That is taka question. The Shagasari has a tshuva about that. If you had an area where there's no erev, and it may be a shusarab and a raisa, and you're going to carry the machzer to shul in order to say piyutim. Piyutim is not a din deraisa. Piyutim is only a minik. Minhagem a binding with the rabbanan is bal yachtan with the rabbanan. So is that considered a tzorach? The din is mitoch shuhutra haitzor. Let's say if I would want to have a picnic, I would be permitted to carry the food to the park to eat the food in the park on yontif. That's tzarach hayom k'tzas. I want to eat the food over there. So to carry the food in order to eat it in a special location, that's hoitzol, tzarach hachal nefesh, that would be mutter. So even to carry the machzer, even to carry the lulav, let's say, to carry hamotzias atinok, there's going to be a bris, a mila v'zmana, on yontav. So you're going to carry the baby on yontav to the shul, but you're going to make the bris after the davening. So that's not a tzarach hachal nefesh, that's a tzarach hayom k'tzas. That's one of the mitzvahs ayam. That's a tzarach ayam k'tas. So that's a machlik, it's b'sham and b'sil. So b'sham is saying that a lot to him, b'sil alo. I might say p'nik l'mulay, I say for Torah likriz bay, or lulav latziz bay, he's going to carry the lulav to shul in order to shake the nanoim in the middle of the halo. So b'sil will say it's permissible, mitoch. Mitoch shuhutra hoitzo l'tzarach ochal nefesh. If you would want to have a picnic, we would allow you to carry the food to eat it in a special location. That's called tzarach ochal nefesh. Shuhutra nami shalol tzarach ochal nefesh, provided that there's a tzarach hayam k'tas. So if Rabbi Akiva would have believed in the din of mitoch, if he would have, how can he worry? Paskins like Beshamai, it's a pella. How can it be Paskins like Beshamai? So the answer probably is that his tradition was there never was a machlokes b'sham and b'sila. He denies it. He thinks that even b'sila agreed with the b'sham. He's not going to say he passes like the b'shamai. We know that then Baskal came out that we don't pass like b'shamai. Means that he, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah has like that. Sometimes we're not so sure what b'sila said. Sometimes we're not so convinced that b'sila disagreed with b'shamai. So Rabbi Akiva doesn't believe in the din of mitoich. If he would have held from Itoich, then his whole proof would not be valid. But since the only way to fulfill a mitzvah of Tashbisu is Ein Biachamis Ela Bisreifo, and that's when it says in the Lomish, Ach Biyamarish and Tashbisu, so then it would be mutter. It wouldn't constitute a violation of Malach An Yontev, because Itoch Shehutra Havara, the Tzarech HaChanevish, you're allowed to throw in logs into the fire in order to have a fire to cook the food, in order to warm up the soup, in order to cook the raw food. Uchonami, Jalot Tzarech HaChanevish, for the purpose of fulfilling a mitzvah of Tashbisu. Yeah. Taisus is bothered with Akasha. What's the din? What's your chametz bebeis? So we have the prag. We do bedikas chametz. So we do bedikas chametz the night before Leil HaBos. Or Leil HaBos, a bud kemot chametz around there. And then in the middle of Yontav, the person finds chametz betoch beisam. So what are you supposed to do? So the Gemara says, go for all of the sakli. He covered it over. And then on Yontav, he covered it over. Because you're not allowed to handle the chametz's mukzah. Why is it mukta? If you have food, that's also machela mutman, or that's machel beima. You can feed it to the beima, so you can give it to a goyti. But if you have something, that's machela asaba, no, chametz, we pass it. There is one time, Rabbi Yisrael Lili says, Tamei alatz mecha, how can you say such a wild idea? There is no such thing. Chametz bepesach is mutabana, it's only asaba chila. There's no reason to say asaba, but we have not accepted Rabbi Yisrael Lili's opinion. So we pass on chametz bepesach is asaba. So something that's also achilos mano has no hishtamshus. It's a piece of junk. That's the definition of mukta. Whatever is a piece of junk is mukta. We usually talk about the piece of junk. I have a bottle that's smashed. I have a lot of tiny little particles that's junk. I finished eating a dead body. A person dies, you have a dead body. It's a dead body. Is also banot. Mace is also banot. So you can't use it for anything. So dead body is a piece of junk. So it's mukta. Or of any kind of junk. Any kind of junk. Is considered mukta. So the Gemara has a din. Hamatzi chametz b'toch beiso on Yontif. If he finds the chametz on Chol HaMoed, he goes and he burns it. If he finds the chametz on Yontif, he doesn't burn it. He covers it over. Kol follow us like that. He shouldn't forget. Then it's chametz, he's not allowed to eat it. And then as soon as he says, Havdol, HaMetzoyan, then he burns the chametz. Tosfos and Ksuvos is bothered with the kasha. Why isn't he allowed to burn the chametz on Yontif? We do hold from Mitoch. So Mitoch, Shehutra, Havara, L'tzoch, Ochol Nefesh, he permitted to do a Havara in order to cook the food that you plan to eat. So we pass like Beisilol, Utra, Nami, Havara, L'tzoch, Hayom, Ktas, in order to fulfill a mitzvah. So I want to fulfill a mitzvah of Tashbisu. I want to fulfill the mitzvah of Tashbisu. So the Tosfos answers. Tosfos gives one answer. Enachinami, on the level of the Raisa, it would be mutter, but you have a carpet in your house and you're going to burn the chametz on top of the carpet. The carpet is going to get burnt. So you want to move. You would, minatoria would be mutter to not to strike a match. Let's say you take a match, you have some fire burning anyway in the kitchen. You light the match from the already existing match. You don't want to be mordelesh mecharish. Then you bring the fire over here and you burn the chametz where it is in the carpet. So you have to move the chametz into the backyard. So that's tiltamukta. That you're not allowed to do. Tiltamukta is aser, even though with tiltamukta be mutter l'tzarech ochol nefesh. So that's a Tosfos in Beitz on the first paragraph. That's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Yes. Tiltamukta is exera derabbanan. Shema Yotzi. That's how the Gemara says in Masechus Shabbos. That's how the Gemara says in Masechus Beitza. The Chachamim introduced the prohibition till Tamukta because they really wanted to prohibit handling anything in the house because they were Yotzi. They forget, carry it into the street. That would make life impossible. You can't move a chair. You can't move food. You can't move a fork and a knife. You can't take your clothes off and put on pajamas. You can't take the pajamas off and put on your clothes. That make life impossible. So they restricted it only to tilta mukta. You wanted to ask to handling anything because it is every shamayotzi. The Rambam in the end of Hilchot Shabbos writes a whole philosophical explanation. What motivated the Tanaim to introduce the Yisa mukta? So he says, well, there are some retired people who live in an old age home. They don't lift a finger to wash their clothing. It's taken care of. To cook the food, the meals, it's taken care of. To change the bed is taken care of. everything is taken care of in the old age home. So they don't lift a finger all week long to do any malachas. So the Rambam says, and the Rebbeinu Shlom wanted that it should be shvisa hanikeres. It should be noticeable that you're abstaining from malacha because the day has kedusha sayah. Not because you're retired and you don't have to talk on the telephone. You don't have to write down any messages. You don't have to cook. You don't have to wash the clothing. So what can you do to demonstrate that it's shvisa hanikeres? So the Rambam says he thinks that's what motivated the Chacham to introduce the prohibition of tefillah. So the writer is masking on the Rambam. What did he make up a new explanation? And my Gemara, it says a different reason. His Gemara in Shabbos, that the prohibition of Muktzah is exactly Shem Yotzi. You're not allowed to do Haitzah, both on Shabbos and Yontav. You're not permitted to do Haitzah. So they prohibited handling things that are junk anyway. You don't need it. To handle food, or to handle a table and a chair, to handle something that's useful, that would make life very uncomfortable. They really should have prohibited handling anything, moving anything in the house, because they're shemayotzi. But they didn't want to make life miserable. So they only prohibited moving things that are junk anyway, that you don't use those things on Shabbos and Yom anyway. So Tosfos says, let's say you burnt the logs in the oven on Erev Yom Tov, you are cooking some food, and the whole oven is full of ashes. And comes Yom Tov, you wanna make a fire, not boiled ash, because you wanna make a fire to cook something. But in order to make the fire, you have to take out the ashes, and the ashes are junk. You don't plan to use the ashes for anything, so the ashes are mama's junk. Muktzah. So Tosfos says it is permissible to do tilta mukta the zorech echal nefesh, because all prohibition of tilta mukta is exerish emayotzi, and haitzol would be muta the zorech echal nefesh. So tilta mukta, which is nigzer as a shvus shemayotzi, is also a kavachaymer. If the haitzol derais is muta the zorech echal nefesh, so tilta mukta is certainly muta the zorech echal nefesh. Nu, so if tilta mukta is muta the tzarech hachal nefesh, it should be muta mitoch shvut with the tzarech hachal nefesh, should be muta the tzarech yam ktsas also. So why is it, so it's a pelah tesis, that's what the achrinim is. So why does Tosfos say, ha-moitz chametz mitoch beis ha-bamayit kofol ha-basakli, why don't you burn it where it is right now? So Tosfos says, because of the carpet, you're going to burn the carpet, so you want to burn it in the backyard. But to burn the backyard, you have to move it. So if you're going to kick it with your foot, then it's okay. Then there's no problem. Tilta mukta. Most assume the Chazanish doesn't accept this. Most assume tilta mukta is only also if you do it be a dying. If you do it be gufa, let's say I move the mukta with my elbow or something, not in a normal fashion. So since tilta mukta is a shvus of haitzah, so whenever you did it, shalok ederach haitzah, you kicked it with your foot, tilta mukta be gufa. So the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah paskin that tilta mukta begufa is muta. Chazanish has a whole different shita. We'll see if it comes up in Pesachim. Chazanish holds that even tilta mukta begufa is also awesome, but the Mishnah Berurah says not so. Mishnah Berurah says based on Magen Avraham, based on the regular way we understand it, tilta mukta begufa is muta. Yeah. So that's the problem. Tosfos says it's and he can't kick it to the backyard. The only way it's not going to go, the only way to get it into the backyard is to pick it up yadayim. So tilta mukta yadayim is also, even though it's a makom mitzvah. So that's a shaila. Why? But if you're passing like the Beis Hillel, the mitoch shuhutra, or itzol, the tzorach ha-chanefesh, the tzorach ha-chanefesh, and the Shulchan Aruch, passing is like that Tosfos, that to clean out all the ashes, to take out all the mukta dikke junk in the oven in order to enable yourself to bake food there, is tilta mukta the tzorach ha-chanefesh is mutter. So tilta mukta should be mutter, but tzorach ha-yam ktsas also. So what does Tosfos say that it's also? That's a kasha. Tosfos has another answer. Tosfos has different answers. Tosfos has another answer because men ha-Torah, he probably, when he was bodek chametz on Roli Abasi, he was probably mevatel chametz afterwards, because the Gemara says they made it takana. A bodek tzorach she-yivatel, he was probably mevatel chametz. And men ha-Torah, there is no mitzvah of tashbisa. So the whole mitzvah of tashbisa was only mid-rabban, that he should burn the chametz, that he should destroy it. And the meloch is a meloch deraisa of havara. He's going to burn a meloch. It's a meloch deraisa. And the tzorach yam ktsas only a tzorach med rabbanon. So that you're not allowed to do. you're permitted to do a malacha deraisa if the tzarach mitzvah is a mitzvah deraisa. Let's say you're going to carry a baby. Today is the Yom HaShemini. Let's say the baby was born a week before Yom Tov. So on Yom Tov, it's a milah bizmana. So you're allowed to perform the bris milah. But you want to do the bris milah in the shul. So this is machshir milah. To carry the baby to shul is not the actual milah. Machshir milah. So we have not accepted the opinion of the Tanur Rabbeizer. The 24 prokim in Masech HaShabbos, one parak is Rav Blazer de Milo. One parak is all about the din of bris milah. Starts off with that machlekes Rav Blazer in the Chachamim. Do we allow one to be Mechal Shabbos or to be Mechal Yom Tov? When you have a milah bismana, so to do the actual bris milah on Shabbos Yom Tov is mutar by milah bismana. What about to do machshirei milah, to carry the baby to a different location in order to do the bris milah over there? Is that allowed? So we pass a machshirei milah, not derech Shabbos, not derech Yom Tov. Not derech Yom Tov. The din is only a milah bizmana is derech yantav. Milah shel bizmana is not derech yantav. But even if the bris had to be postponed, but it's still a mitzvah to do the bris milah. So why don't you say that that's the toch shuhutra bris milah, some kind of a malacha or another? To perform a bris milah is a malacha. Different opinions in the Rishonim what a malacha is, but everyone agrees that it's a malacha deraisa. So you're only permitted to be mechal Shabbos a yontif. It's a milah bizmana. Milah shel bizmana you're not allowed to do on Shabbos and yontif. So the question is, why not? Why not consider it a tzarach hayom k'tzas? So the Rishonim say, tzarach hayom k'tzas if it's a tzarach hayom, if it's necessary for today. And milah shel bizmana could have been done yesterday, could be done tomorrow. It's just reason the mitzvahs to do it as early as possible, but it's not really a tzarach hayom. So Tosfos says like that. Rabbi Akiva here is saying if the pshat and the pasuk would have been ach b'yom rishon tashbisu means the first day Pesach he should burn the chametz, then it would have been a tzarach hayom k'tzas to burn the chametz on the first day yontif. If Rabbi Akiva would have helped in the din of mitzayich, then he would have been able to learn the pasuk kibshutach by yamarish and tashbisu. You're allowed to burn the chametz on the first day Pesach, but because he doesn't believe in mitzayich, so that's why you can't read pshat in the pasuk. But if you would have said mitzayich, it would have been mutar. But once you reinterpret the pasuk that b'yom rishon means erev Pesach, then true, if you find chametz in your house on Pesach, you have to destroy it. But that's not the mitzvah hayom. That's not a tzorach hayom. That's a tzorach. But that's a brentnish. That's not a tzorach hayom. That could have been taken care of, should have been taken care of on erev Pesach. And it could be taken care of on chametz. So then there's no hetter to do it on yom. It's not more. So Tosfos has a few Tosfos is bothered with the kasha. Again. The Gemara says Rabbi Kiva clearly doesn't believe in mitoich. Aitza machlek is bishamim. So what he holds like bishamai? So the answer is no. His tradition was that Bishila never disagreed with bishamai. There's not din of mitoich. But we paskan there is a din of mitoich. So we have a different proof that Achbiyam Arish means Erev Pesach. Okay, Abai's proof, whatever, a different proof. So why, so Tosfos Bada Bekasha, so why does it then say, Amotzi Chametz B'toch Pesach, he cut for all of us a kli, he finds the Chametz in his house on Yom Tov, cut for all of us a kli, shalo yochal, he shouldn't forget and eat the Chametz, he should have a hacker. And then after he says Havdol HaMetz HaYantav, then he burns the Chametz. Why isn't he allowed to burn the Chametz HaYantav? We believe in Mitoich. So Tosfos gives a few answers. Nachmal. So one answer was, Mitoich is only if it's a Tzorach HaYom. If the Pshat and the Pasuk would have been B'Yom HaRishon, the first day Pesach, the incorrect Pshat, it would have meant you burn it on Pesach, then it would have been a tzarach hayom. That's a mitzvah from today. So today's mitzvah is a tzarach hayom ktsas, then you would have been allowed to. But since we have reinterpreted the pasuk, that b'yom rishon means on Erev Pesach, so it's not today's mitzvah, it was yesterday's mitzvah. True, the mitzvah still applies today, but it wasn't singled out for today. Could have been done yesterday, can be done tomorrow. Then it's not called tzarach hayom ktsas. That's one answer. Then the second answer that this gives is that it's, I think Rashi says that, I'm thinking about Rashi says the second answer. This is quotes and talks about it. So Rashi's the second answer is that the fellow was Bedek Chometz on Leal or Le'abo Asar. He was Mevatel Chometz. I mean, I thought there is no longer a mitzvah of Tashbisu. It's ready Menatar B'Bikol B'Yal Masagi. So there is a heter to do a malacha on Yontif, Tzorach Yom Ktsas, if it's a malacha deraisa, but the whole tzorach, the whole mitzvah is only mitzvah de Rabbanan, so that's not mutter. It has to be that it's a tzorach deraisa. The Tesis is not happy with that answer. They don't like that answer, but that's the Shanazari says. That's how Rashi seems to hold, that the only time you say mitzvah, if it's a mitzvah deraisa, then you're allowed to do a malacha deraisa. So that's why the Shanazari complains that the common practice is that people will carry a machzit to shul on yontif in order to say piyutim. The piyutim is only a mig. Carry a machzit, you're talking about a real shusar on the raisa or a real kamalist. Carry a real din. You're carrying a kamalist, a real yisad der abanon. You're carrying a kamalist in order to fulfill a minig. So that's the shagazar is not happy about that. So Pstachrainim say, if we would have held that the streets in the city are shusar on the raisa, then there would be room to be choshesh for that Rashi Shita, that you're not allowed to carry her so there I said in order to fulfill a minik. But since we assume ain't lona wishes around their Isa Bismazet, only commerce, because most of the villages where the Jews lived in Europe didn't have Shishribo, that's only the Rabbanan to begin with. And to say piyutim is a minik. So minik is binding with the Rabbanan, that's the Gemara. In the dorm, after Zav, a minig is binding me tam ned there, there's Bal Yachon and the Rabbanon. So they're both on the same level of Rabbanon. That's how the later Achrayim say. Shargasai would be right if you have to carry in a Rishus Aram the Raisa the Machzer. But if you're only talking about carrying within a Karmelis, it's only the Rabbanon. So the minig are residing Piyutim is binding me the Rabbanon. It's Bal Yachon and the Rabbanon. So they're both on the same level. That's how the Achrayim defend the common practice. So what were the answers? One answer was because it's not Tzorach Hayom. It was yesterday's mitzvah, so it's not a Tzorach Hayom. The other answer was because we were Mevat L'chametz already. Since we were Mevat L'chametz, it's only a mitzvah midi Rabban. Yeah. How did the Gemara say over here? Rabbi Akiva obviously is of the opinion that there's a Rashi quote, there's a machlokes between Rabbi Yossi, Rashi on the top of him, and there's a machlokes satanoim. And Shabbos Daf Ayin, between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Nosson, whether why there are 39 malachas. So what did the Torah single out? Ach b'yom rishon tashbisu. Why did it single out tashbisu? Why does the Torah single out Havara? There are 39 malachas. So why was Havara singled out? So one Tana is of the opinion, that's how we pass on Havara L'Chalak Yotzes. Havara L'Chalak Yotzes tells me that if a person violated a few malachas Be'elam Echad, he has to bring several chatois. He can't say that it's Machal Shabbos many times over, it's like eating many kezesim of chelev Be'elam Echad, you only bring one chatois. No, each Shabbos malacha requires a separate chatois. That's Havara L'Chalak Yotzes. And the other Tana, whom we don't pass on like, is of the opinion that Havara L'Lav Yotzes, but it means that there's no Chorus and there's no Misa on Havara. The Torah singles out Havara different from the other 39 Malach. If you hold Havara L'Lav, L'Chalak Yotzes, so that Pasuk L'Chalak is sheds light on all the 39 Malachas. Each Malach is considered as if it's a separate Iser, and if you did many malachas, Be'alamechod, chayb to bring many chatos. But if you hold Havar L'Lav Yotzos, means that there are 38 malachas, and Havar is a separate Iser. So that's what Tosfos has. Where do you see that Rabbi Akiva holds Havar L'Chalak Yotzos? Maybe holds L'Lav Yotzos? So the top Tosfos says, where do you see? V'yodam Rivod, L'Man D'Yom, L'Lav Yotzos, L'Hoy Yotzos, L'Yontif. given the shame aloch alei. This is a big chiddush. I mean, Haschina quotes Shagazai, who is not happy with the Tosfos. Shagazai says, even if you hold that Havor Lelaviot says, there are still 39 malachas. 38 of the 39 have Misa, have Skiva, and have Koris. And the 39th one of Havor has no Misa and has no Koris. But Tosfos doesn't understand like that. Tosfos thinks that there are not 39 malachas. If you hold Havor Lelaviot says, there are 38 malachas, and there's an Iser of Havor, like there's an Iser Shvisas Behemto. Like the Nisa Tchumen. If you hold Tchumen, their eyes is the Nisa Tchumen. Tchumen is not a malacha. Not only that there's no Kares and there's no Mises Bezin on Tchumen. Tchumen is not a malacha at all. Tchumen is not a malacha. And Yontif, even on Tchumen, their eyes, you're not allowed to go chutzle Tchum for the purpose of Echon Nefesh. Malacha is Echon Nefesh. It's mutter. It's mutter to do a malacha for the purpose of Echon Nefesh. Tchumen is a separate Isa. It's not a. But regarding this, malachas, achshach is a heter in the area of malachas, but it's not a heter in the isra of tchumen. Tchumen is a separate isra. That's what Tosfos says. This be kiddush if you hold havor lelav yotzes, because it's not chorus and there's no misa. Who are the nami? It's not called a malacha at all, and it would be mutter and yotzev. The only thing that carries over from Shabbos to Yontif are the malachas carry over. Whatever, let's say. On Shabbos there's a mitzvah to recite Kiddush. So the Magen Mishnah, the Rambam writes that Kiddush on Yom Tov is also derais. And Magen Mishnah quotes those who shine but disagree. All Kiddush on Yom Tov is only derabbanan. The only thing you learn out from Shabbos to Yom Tov, the definition of malachas. You carry over the malachas, but you don't carry over, according to the Magen Mishnah, you don't carry over the need to recite Kiddush. Or let's say Tchumen. The Rambam Paskin is that Tchumen Alpaimam is only the Rabbanan. The Gemara is not the only time that holds Tchumen is the Raisa, is Rabbi Akiva, and we don't pass like him. But Tchumen, that's Tchumen. One mil is Alpaimam. But what about Tchumen Yud Beis Mil? So the Rambam Paskin is like the Yerushalmi at the end of the first Perek in Erevin, that the Rif quotes over there, that Tchumen Yud Beis Mil is their Raisa. So the Ramal's Tchumen is their Raisa only on Shabbos, not on Yom Tov. The only thing that carries over from Shabbos to Yom Tov is Malachas. The Ramal said that Shvisas Behemto also doesn't carry over from Shabbos to Yom Tov, only applies on Shabbos, doesn't apply to Yom Tov. So that's what the basis is, Chiddush, that if you hold Havor L'Lav Yotzes, just like there's no Koris and there's no Misas Bezin, so it's not called a Malach at all. And that's what the Menachas Chinuch is not happy about. That he thinks that the Shagasari is right. Shagasari argues with Tosfos and said, even if there's no Koris and there's no Lav, but there's still an Isa Malacha. So it is, since it's a Malacha, it should carry over from Shabbos to Yom. That's the Chiddush that Tosfos has over here. So Nachamol, so what are the three things? Shema Menor Bede Rabbi Akiva Kalas. Oh, my Rabbi. Rabbi says, you see from the proof of Rabbi Akiva, Shema Mino, he thinks that Havara is lechalak yotzos. As if it would have been lelav yotzos, then it would have been hetegomer on Yom Tov. There would have been no prohibition at all on Yom Tov. That's a big chiddush. There would have been no prohibition at all. Such a basis in Beitza also. This is right. What's a din if you light? They quote on Yerushalmi. What's a din if you light ner shel avtola? A person lights a candle which he doesn't plan to use at all. A lot of people have the minig that the day on Yantav when they say Yisker, because we have 2 days Yantav, so the minig is to say Yisker on the last day Pesach. So they don't have an 8 day Pesach. So they say on Shvi'i Shel Pesach. We usually say on the last day Pesach. So many have the meaning that they light a Yahrzeit candle on Yom Tov. So that you don't use that light for anything. We have the electric lights burning. You don't use that light for anything. So that's really a question. That's a ner shel avtola. You lit a candle for no purpose whatsoever. It's not that tzarech ochen nevish, not tzarech yang tas. What is it? So some say it is tzarech yang tas. You mekayim kibrav yet. You mekayim kibrav because you're going to say yiska. So who says that that's a kibrav? Kibrav would be nice if you give a major donation to tzedakah in memory of one's parents. But you light a candle, why is that keeping up? So the kids in Shulchan Aruch is not happy with the whole practice that people light the Yahrzeit candle on Yom Tov, on the day on which they're going to recite the Yizkor. So now they have the companies manufacture a Yahrzeit candle that burns for 48 hours. They light it before the first day Yom Tov, and it burns in Chutz Lartz, we say Yizkor on the second day. On the last day picks, the eighth day picks, they have to have a Yahrzeit candle that burns for 2 days. Not enough, it burns for 1 day. Yeah, so that's a question. Tosfos quotes that from the Yerushalmi. Is it mutter to light a ner shel avtola on Yom Tov? So the Tosfos quotes the Yerushalmi, if you hold havor lelav yatzos, then it's mutter. That's what Tosfos claims. If you hold havor lelav yatzos, havor is not a malacha at all, and then it's mutter on Yom Tov. It's an iso like shvisos behemtai. It's an iso like trumin, a different iso. The only thing that you carry over from Shabbos to Yom Tov are the malachas. If something is a separate issue, it's not carried over. That's a big chiddush. That is a very big chiddush. Then there's a further discussion. There's a Tosfos and Beitza where the Rashash points the Rashash refers you to the Sefer Alfei Menashe by Rabbi Menashe Ilya, who is a relative of his. He refers to Rabbi Menashe Ilya, Sher B'Sori. Menashe Ilya lived in the days of the Vilna Gaon. He used to give the original interpretation of Gemaras against the Rishonim. And whenever the parents would hire him to teach Gemara to their children, they would always fire him because he gave his own pshatim. Instead of giving Rashi and Tosfos, he gave his own pshat. So the people didn't like him. And the Vilna Gaon liked his original pshatim. And then later on, when the Vilna Shas was printed, after he passed away in the late 1800s, when they printed the Rabbeinu Hananel on the margin, on the side, every so often, Rabbeinu Hananel would give that same shot that Menashe Ilya gave. So he wrote a Sefer Alfei Menashe. So the Rashash quotes in Beitza, Rashash quotes in Nechos, commenting on the Tosfos on Amud Aleph, that Menashe Ilya writes in his Sefer, like Tosfos writes, that if you hold Havara Lelav Yotzos, not only Havara, it's Kibui is also Lelav Yotzos. Kibui would also be Lelav Yotzos. And it would be mutter legamrei on Yom Tov. It's only on Shabbos, it would be mutter legamrei on Yom Tov. So he says that that's against the Gemara. There's a beferish Gemara increases, but the Gemara says, Hamachata b'gecholim is doing both Mechaba and Mavir. So the Gemara says, one Bryce says, Chayv Shtayim on Shabbos, Chayv Tu Chatos, Mechaba Mavir. One Bryce says, Chayv Achas, only Chayv One Chatos. So Gemara says the one that says Chayiv Achas goes with the Shita Havor the Lav Yotzos. So there's no Chorus. There's no Chorus, so there's no Chatos. But there is Chorus and Chatos for the Kibui. So you see that you don't say that they're twin Malachas. They're just like Havor is only the Lav, so to Kibui is Lav. No, Havor is only a Lav and Kibui is Mochomer. One would have thought Kibui is less Homer. So he says the Alter Menashe said the same as Tosfos. If you hold Havor, the Lav Yotzos, certainly Kibui is also the Lav Yotzos. And it's not true. It's against the Gemara. The Gemara increases the Farish that only Havor is, if you hold like that Tan, only Havor, the Lav Yotzos. But Kibui is a real Malach. Kibui is Malach with Kareis and Nisus Gezi. Okay, we'll have to discuss it a little more. I apologize. Tomorrow I won't be able to give a shir. My granddaughter and Eretz Yisrael is getting married. And they want me to participate by Zoom. And the wedding is going to start the New York Times, something like 10 o'clock in the morning. So it doesn't really pay to give a shiur from 9 to 10 in the morning. People don't wake up till 10. So we'll skip tomorrow. And we'll continue tomorrow is Tuesday. We'll continue on Wednesday. We'll have to discuss a little more. The Shema Min HaTlas of Rava. Have a nice day, everybody.